just to get up and spend a day in your chonies is a pleasure.
Well, I personally wear chonies every day. So.
Well, see, there you go. It's an irregular
not
event
go
for
without
some
those.
People.
Don't you love how much we share with our listeners?
They need to know.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they're sitting on the edge of their seats wondering exactly what it is we wear while we're talking to them.
Does Sari and Gary have chonies on today? Sari, yes. Gary's not talking. Digress yet.
Okay.
Let's focus. Focus.
Wait, let me have another sip of coffee. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
So we have 28 episodes in the can, something to that effect.
And yes, we do.
Several of those were previous Sarah, pre-Sarah. And we have a large quantity of With Sarah, co-host extraordinaire. And those have been really fun.
I'm going to add that as a tagline, co-host extraordinaire.
I think it's an official title.
I think it should be. If it isn't, it is now.
Should be addressed that way. So all complaints go to Sarah, co-host extraordinaire at foodblog.com.
Yes, that's going on my next business card.
There we go. I wonder what the acronym is. Maybe we don't want to know.
Maybe we don't want to know. C-H-E, no. We'll figure it out. Anyway, cool. Yes, moving on.
Yes.
Foodblog Radio.
So
focus.
We've met some extraordinary people. We've had some really great conversations with a ton of people and learned a lot of things.
Yeah, and I think we've made some good friends along the way, too.
Oh, yeah.
Some new friends.
New friends. We have some couches.
We do.
Yeah.
We have our collection of couches that are going.
Yep, yep. And that's really cool. And we have more couches coming up.
Yes, we do. Very excited. We have couches coming up in France, in Hong Kong, in Arizona, so kind of local.
Okay. It's a nice place to visit.
That's right. That's right. Still to visit. Yeah. And many more on the horizon. Yeah. Very excited.
And we're digressing just a little bit because we've brought some people in that do multiple things.
Yes.
One of our guests was a food blogger, travel blogger.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. We've brought in some cookbook authors.
Yes.
That is part of the repertoire. We are going to be bringing in a murder mystery thriller author that also has a food blog, right?
Yes.
Is it?
We are. And another author / writer. And we also have a food stylist.
Yes.
Who has a blog as well, who's been coming in and, some
renowned.
World-renowned people on all of those fronts.
Yes.
We are truly blessed to have so many people who are responding so positively to our invitations.
Well, and the simple fact that we've learned that, I don't know about you, but when we talk and we think about food blogging, we kind of just think about it, it's a United States thing. But we're realizing that, there's groups of people everywhere that are doing this, and it's very active worldwide. I think that's just spectacular. I mean, who would have thought Dubai, right?
Yes, and they have a whole group in Australia as well.
Yeah, exactly. So they have events and everything down there. So it's not all about us.
No, it's about sharing food with everybody around the world.
Yeah, and there's a lot of passionate people out there.
There are, and I want to meet all of them.
It would be great. Somehow we have to figure out how to get the major airlines to sponsor us to travel to all these places. Is that it's probably never been done by anybody. They don't care. They're making so much money. They don't need somebody like us.
Sure they do.
They
need us to promote what great service they have and how they can expect, people to be able to travel and what first class looks like.
Oh yeah.
I think they definitely need to be looking at us and offering, free flights around the world because we could go on a couch tour.
We could.
Well, Food Blog Radio's couch tour.
Oh, wow.
Don't you like it?
Catchy. We need to put that together for 2017 World Couch Tour.
That's right. Food Blog Radio World Couch Tour.
Yeah, it's kind of like Bon Jovi World
That's
Tour.
Right.
I mean, the parallels are just extraordinarily similar.
I agree.
Yeah.
And, we already have some couches lined up.
We do.
So it's not like, we'd be flying by the seat of our pants.
Right.
Airlines.
Wait. So far, I think.
Can you add the ba-dum-ching soundtrack right there?
I think that we've done everything by the seat of our pants so far.
I think we have. And you know what? So far, it's worked out really well.
It has been. I'm very, very happy. Pleased to be doing this and pleased to be partners with you in this venture. I think that has been the best part.
Well, thank you very much. I feel the same way. It's been a lot of learning, and I appreciate your knowledge. And, you know, you were the one who did this before, pre-Sarah.
Yeah.
You know? And so I learn from you every day, and it's been great. I'm looking forward to 2016 and what it's going to bring for us both. And speaking of, I would love to hear about your great plans for 2016 beyond Food Blog Radio.
Oh, well, we can segue into that, I think.
Well, did you want to talk more about us? World Couch Tour. I just made that up.
But I think that's
good. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I do too. Well, I'm going to be doing some touring. I think that's, we've talked about that for quite a while. My first big trip coming up is I'm going to Hong Kong in February.
Wow.
And yeah, the reason I'm doing that is last year I got this overwhelming desire not to wait until I'm too old to travel because I see that happening all too often, and it happened with my folks. They traveled a little bit, but it wasn't much, and there's so much of the world that they didn't get a chance to see or enjoy, and I don't want to be in that position. And that's my thought process right now. I could go on this first trip and just say, you know what, screw this, I'm staying home. I don't know that. But I wanted to go into some place relatively exotic. You know, I'm really focused on the Asian area. My wife doesn't want to go there. She doesn't have any interest in any of that. So I'm kind of doing all this solo, which is okay. You know, solo traveling is kind of fun.
Now, what made you decide Hong Kong? Is just that area of the world something that's always interested you?
Well, it was the plane ticket I got.
Oh.
It was on sale. So one of the things I do is I get constant updates on airfares through a couple Twitter accounts that I follow, and they post airfare alerts constantly.
Now, are these people we should be talking to for our World Couch Tour?
Ooh, yeah, we might want to do that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we can certainly hook them up. I'm sure they would love to chat with us. But there's a big world out there of travel blogging and such, and I've wanted to combine the two, a little bit of travel with my regular website. And I've done some of that, going to different places and I write about the restaurants and the food and the hotels and stuff that I stay at. And I want to diversify that and just stay with the food-related stuff on Cooking Outdoors. And then the travel stuff that I'm learning, exploring, and bumbling through, I'm going to be doing that on a different site and such. But, you know, when people think about Hong Kong, they're thinking, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 trip going to Hong Kong, because it's ridiculously expensive.
Oh, sure, easily.
And, you know, it's one of the most populated places in the world. The density is just insane, and it's international spot, and it's all about luxury and such, but that's not all true. And I got a flight round trip out of San Francisco for $565.
That's amazing.
And yeah, it was just, I looked at that and I thought, this can't be true. And I checked it out and I picked some dates, and I said, told the wife, I'm going to Hong Kong. And I scheduled just a 1 week trip. I really wish I was able to do 2 weeks, because I think it deserves that kind of time. And then I was going to plan on staying at hostels to save money. But the price of a single room in a hostel was at the few I looked, it was $50 to $60.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at some hotels, and I found a couple fairly nice hotels for $71 and $75. So I booked two nights in Kowloon, which is on, you know, kind of the mainland part of Hong Kong, and then two nights in Hong Kong itself on the island. So, you know, I'm going to be traveling to Korea, and then I'll be jumping over to Hong Kong for 4 days, flying nice. Back to Korea and then back home. And I'm going to be doing this all, including food, hotels, and everything, for under $1,000.
That's amazing.
For a one-week trip. Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to hearing all about that and following you you're doing it.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. So I'll be posting that, a lot of that stuff out on Twitter and Facebook and the cooking outdoors stuff. So that's my first big adventure. And I have a few other targets that I want to, I have one, actually another one coming up here in a couple of weeks that I can't talk about yet, but, I have plans in my head to do Thailand for 2 to 3 weeks in November. There's a travel convention in Manila, Philippines in October, but I'm not sure I can pull that off. But next year, the big, big plan for me is Machu Picchu. I want to do that so badly. And I think, considering I had a heart attack a couple months ago, I think a year from now to be able to do that would be a pretty good goal to have. So I'm looking at a lot of different things. Yeah. And, sneaking the family in from time to time as that works out. Of course, if I go to Canada or anywhere in the United States or Europe, my wife's going to be all over that. She's already said, no, I'm going.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So it won't all be solo travel, but it will be all about food and things that interests me in that area. I want to share as much. My goal is to go out and try the foods and then come home and replicate some of that stuff outdoors.
Nice.
So I think, that'll be a fun transition for me. So those are that's the big transgression, or not transgression, big
transition?
Maybe it is a transgression. Transition.
We don't want to hear about your transgressions.
Yeah. Especially.
That's a whole nother show.
It is another show that is probably not going to happen.
Or not that we'll share on Food Blog Radio.
Yeah, exactly. What? So the website and such that I'm going to be putting up is going to be called Never Too Old to Travel.
I was just about to ask you that. Tell us about this new site.
Well, I have my Twitter and my Facebook set up, and we'll put links in the show notes, but it's also Never Too Old to Travel. The problem is there's three different ways to spell that. Actually, there's really more. But
there's only one way to spell that. THAT.
Oh,
wait for it. Wait
for
it.
You kill me.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, there's Sarah's.
Sorry, that's a running joke in our house.
It is cute.
When the kids were growing up, they would say, but I don't know how to spell that. And our answer was always THAT. And they hated us for a very long time, but it's,
I'm going to steal that. That's going to come very much in handy.
Yes. When your boys are studying for their spelling tests and things like that, and they say, but I don't know how to spell this, or I don't know how to spell that. Well, you spell this, THIS.
Sarah says.
And you spell that, THAT. So it's all good.
Well, never.
All right. So now that I've totally, railroaded your conversation, let's get back to
the proper way of spelling never too old to travel would be never. And then T-O-O, old, T-O, travel. That's the proper way. And that gets to be a long website. So I have that domain name. Then I have the regular never, T-O, old, T-O. And I have that domain. But the one I really want is never, number two, old, number two, travel. That's
sure. Now we'll be able to get that one, too.
But no, somebody's got that. They started a cruise website back in 2013, and they've done nothing with it. So I sent them an email saying, hey, I would be interested in buying that domain. Typically, you'll never hear back from them, but perhaps someday it'll come up for sale. So you'll see me using all three of those versions and as much of it linking back to the one site as possible. And I'll have links in the show notes for all that. But
awesome.
What I will be doing on Never Too Old to Travel will be sharing my, obviously my adventures and things that work and don't work. So like when I went to go get my passport, the mistake I made with my photo and I had to go back and do that. And then I went just last week and got my TSA pre-check, and then I'll be talking about a mistake somebody else made there. So I want to do a lot of tips. I'm going to do product reviews because I've got some cool things for traveling that I've picked up over the last several months that are kind of, I'm going to be using and talk about wins and fails. And I think I will probably share WTF moments as I travel and probably some vlogging. And I'm not a vlog person, but, you know, holding a camera in front of my face and talking is not the same as having multiple cameras on a tripod recording you doing something. So I'll probably try some of that. And then, of course, anything of the food nature is going to be put over on cooking outdoors, which the tag for that, for all my food travels on cooking outdoors, will be traveling for food.
Very nice.
So you'll find a page just for that stuff on there. So, yeah. So now that I've just spent like 15 minutes talking about my travel plans, holy moly. So let me answer your question previously about how do I feel?
Yes, please.
Because on November 14th, I had my heart attack. And for those that don't know what happened is I was having chest pains that felt like heartburn. I had no of the traditional or noticeable things that you're told to look out for with a heart attack. You know, numbness in arms, cold sweats, hard to breathe. Just felt like I had this massive heartburn because every time I'd burp and it would be better. So it happened like a month and a half previously, then another time, and then that week it happened like three times. My blood pressure just started screaming. And so my wife says, well, let's, on Saturday, she says, let's run down to the clinic and have them check you out because my blood pressure just kept going up. And I said, okay, well, let's go take a look at this. And we get halfway there and I'm thinking, man, I'm going to be at that clinic and it's going to be a couple hour wait. And we got closer to that and it's right across from the hospital. I said, you know what? Screw it. Let's just go to the emergency. I'd rather go there and have them send me to the clinic than go to the clinic and wait 2 hours to go to emergency.
Sure.
And I was at the window and I said, I'm having chest pains. And then all of a sudden a nurse shows up, then another nurse shows up and they drag me in there and they lay me down and hook me up to the EKG and they're checking my blood pressure. Of course, it's screaming high and asking me what's going on. And then they notice a blip on the EKG and they said, okay, so we've got, you know, we need to call the heart doctor. And then several other things are going on and they brought some other people and they gave me some baby aspirins, three baby aspirins. Mm-hmm. I took those and they gave me a nitro pill and they gave me a nitro patch.
Wow.
And I just plummeted, man. I started turning pale and I said, I'm going to get sick. I need something to, you know,
right.
Purge into. And the next thing, you know, they ran an EKG again because the doctor said, well, sometimes it's wrong. And he comes in. I remember Sherry, the nurse, is saying one time, they said, well, we need to get a doctor in here. And my wife, she runs out of the room. She says, screams into the emergency room, we need a doctor in here now.
And good for her.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, this whole time I'm just kind of going through this, you know, this is crazy. This is not happening to me. It's all a mistake. And then, you know, you can imagine yourself being horizontal the whole time. And all you have is a view of the lights and heads that, you know, pop in from time to time. They got you on oxygen, going through all this stuff. And I'm in a good mood. I'm having a good time. And the next thing I know, they're sliding me over to the gurney to go out to the ambulance. And it's like a 20-minute drive to the other hospital where they have to do – I had a choice. I could either stay there and probably die or go and get the stent kind of thing that I was, you know, I don't even know the big names and terms. But so I'm in the ambulance and I'm listening to the ambulance driver cuss out the other drivers because they're so rude and thoughtless about that. And anyway, long story short, I went into the hospital in emergency and several minutes later, they went and put a stent in me and I felt great and I was ready to go home. I mean, it was that instant. It was amazing. And I was in the hospital for like 3 days, up and walking, you know, the next day and got out of there. And now I do a cool thing called cardio rehab where they put you in, help you exercise and get into the program while you're monitored, which is a great idea. And I feel great now. You know, everything's working great. I'm only on a few pills. I'm really happy about that. And I'm back at it and back to normal. And I don't expect any more problems, but I had one stent put in. And the prognosis is pretty good for everything else. So,
Well, we are certainly glad that you are still with us. Yeah. And I'm glad you made that right decision to, you know, either die or go get surgery.
Yeah.
So,
Well,
Decisions.
It was kind of, well, what are their options? We're going to get the most ice cream. I didn't get
ice cream.
I got Jell-O.
I'm sure that was your question
Jell-O.
At the time.
Yeah, yeah. So flirting with the nurses gets you 2 cups of Jell-O instead of 1.
Nice to know.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. And...
No, I really don't want to keep that in mind.
But it was all very interesting, and so I've taken pretty much most of December off and did very, very little in December, and now January I'm kind of chomping at the bit to get going and, you know, get things started. So. Yeah, that's me in 35 minutes. So now that I've used up the whole entire allotment, we have 3 seconds to hear all about your story. So what's going on with Sarah? You got a lot of things going on.
Okay, 3 seconds. Let's see. Still blogging.
Nope, we're out of time.
Still writing. Okay, then.
You're still
and
blogging. Yeah.
Cut.
All right. Let's go back. You're blogging.
So for me, My Imperfect Kitchen is still going. I've joined the Sunday Supper movement, which I'm very excited about. I know for growing up in our house, Sunday suppers were a requirement. Mm. And when our kids were growing up, also a requirement, especially when they got to be teenagers and life got really busy and everybody had different things going on and jobs and things like that. Well, everybody had to be home for Sunday dinner always. And it was always, you know, a bigger dinner than the usual rush through the weekday, throw something on the table quick. But January is Sunday Supper Month, and National Sunday Supper Day is January 10th this year. The second Sunday in January is going to be Sunday Supper Day from now on, which is very exciting. And I'm just getting back to getting around the table and sharing things with your family and being together.
Nice.
I'm excited about that. We'll also be going into videos, which makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Because, videos do make me nervous. I mean,
you're finally going to do video.
I am finally going to do video.
Nice.
Actually going to be doing video on My Imperfect Kitchen as well as doing videos for Sarah's Kitchen Adventures, which is the column that I write for. Mm-hmm. And that will be expanding as well. I'm really excited about that. It was a monthly column, and in 2016, it will be turning into a bi-weekly
column. Wow, nice.
That's exciting for me because that really is focused on local businesses and places that you can go in my area where people who, you know, live in this area can go and maybe discover new things that they haven't tried before and get some recipes to go along with it. We're going to be expanding into going to various cooking schools and actually going into kitchens with chefs and doing some interviews. So, you know, that's that part of Sarah's Kitchen Adventures is expanding and really exciting, but also video. Adding videos to that.
Nice. Good for
it's going to be a video year, I think, for both of us, it sounds like.
You know, if you get enough videos up on YouTube, you can get some residual income going there. So it's hard work. It's a lot of work. And a 5-minute video will take you 6 hours of production time. But when you get enough going and you have enough followers, you can have some nice residual income coming in there that helps keep that blog going. But I think... And I'm confident of this. People expect video now more than anything else. And I'd be interested to see how many people prefer video over reading a blog story now. You know, will we at some point in the future it be so digital that we don't read that stuff anymore? I can't watch you cook it. I don't want to read about it.
I think definitely that's the way it's going. Yeah. I read an article just this last week about what kind of gadgets and things like that millennials are looking at. And they include video and a lot of technology to keep track of what's in their refrigerators and to walk them through step by step. There's a new scale, and I apologize to whoever created this, and the company name that I cannot remember, but it's actually a scale that comes with a bowl and it's digital, and you hook it up and it will walk you through the steps of baking something. So all you have to do is put ingredients in the bowl and it will tell you if that's enough weight.
Oh, well, clever.
For, you know, whatever recipe it is that you've plugged in at the time, and how that technology is what's going to be the future. So I think that videos are definitely the place where people need to be looking.
I think
as far as, you know, as far as people like us, food bloggers and things like that, it's all going towards video.
Yeah. Now, when you do your video, are you going to be talking hands video, or are you going to be in front of the camera?
You know, for Sarah's Kitchen Adventures, I'm going to be in front of the camera.
Okay.
It's going to be my beautiful face, and hopefully that's all with whoever I'm talking to or whatever cooking school we happen to be at, things like that. For My Imperfect Kitchen, I haven't decided yet, because that's me. I might start very simple with just some still shot videos, and then move into, okay, these are my hands. I have to go get a manicure, but these are my hands. And we'll just have to see. You know, it's all still so new to me that I don't know what's going to resonate with my readers and what they're going to want to how much of me they want to see.
Oh, I think number one, if you just do talking hands, you can write off your manicures as a business expense. So,
oh, well, that's good to know.
Something to think of there.
Is that what you do?
I do have the manicure. No, I don't. but I will tell you that the majority of my videos were me in front. And the end of this past year up until November, I'd done several basically talking hands videos. And I got several people that responded. Now, several out of 30,000 is not much, but those that did respond, they said, what happened to the guy in front of the camera? You know, they liked that about me being in front of it. So switching is not easy, necessarily easy, or is it received well? But it's also difficult to decide from the beginning which way to go. I would highly recommend making a choice and going with that for as long as possible. You can always add different ones in from time to time. Like, say you decide to go with the talking hands, and then you want to sit down and have a little monologue of you talking about a tip or a trick or answering questions. That would be more likely to be received very well, as opposed to the other way, where all the videos are showing you, which is so much harder to film. Because you have to worry about the dialogue. You have to worry about speaking properly. You have to worry about delivering it factually and to some degree be witty or charming or interesting.
Whereas, are you saying my hands are not witty and charming and interesting?
What I'm saying is if you do talking hands.
Oh, that I can't do this?
Yeah, no, I'm saying if you do talking hands.
I am witty
hands,
and charming.
You are. But you can do witty and charming and interesting voiceovers with talking hands, which is so much easier to edit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So see, that's I'm learning from you, as always.
Yeah. So those are just my thoughts on that. Other people probably have different thoughts. But to make it easier on anybody starting out with video, I highly recommend doing the talking hands with a voiceover and then inserting, you know, something else occasionally. But
that may be the way to go. I was, since they're both going to be so different, with Sarah's Kitchen Adventures, we'll have an intern, a video intern, who's going to be taking care of all of that stuff, whereas the videos for My Imperfect Kitchen will be just me and my, you know, charming, adorable self. So that might end up being easier for me as a solo blogger to be doing just the hands and then let someone else take care of everything else for Sarah's Kitchen Adventures. So that's probably what we'll end up doing.
And keep in mind that, you know, the millennials you're talking about, they're on Snapchat. They're on
Periscope.
These are all short venue type things.
Right.
Facebook, even YouTube, you know, it's all about the watch time, you know, and if you do a 1 minute video, the watch time is going to be much greater than if you did a 30 minute video.
Oh, definitely. Because there's how do I say this nicely? The attention span is just not there. People right. want to be able to learn everything exactly. that you're doing in 2 minutes or less.
Right. And on their iWatch.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's a lot more people who are tuning into everything on their mobile devices. Mm-hmm. So everything's with their phone.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Or
yep.
like you said, their watch.
Right. Or on their TV screen on their new smart fridge.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. They'll say, how did Gary and Sarah do this? And then their refrigerator can answer them.
Yeah. So you're going on, I don't know, it's not much of a trip, but you're going to be doing something very, very cool here coming up at a convention, in which we've talked about a few conventions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am, first of all, let's back up just a second. Rewind. I'm going on the first big adventure, I suppose. I'm going on a farm tour at the end of this month.
Nice.
Where with the Water Coalition board and learning all about, especially in California, that's really important right now. You know, we're in such a drought, and learning about the water resources and touring different farms and seeing what they're doing. So I'm very excited about that and being able to take part in sharing that with everyone. Probably on both My Imperfect Kitchen and hopefully, because it is local, sharing it with Sarah's Kitchen Adventures as well. And then the conference that you're talking about is IACP, International Association of Culinary Professionals. I am blessed to be on the judging panel for the Digital Media Awards
cha-ching.
This year. Well, there's no cha-ching. It's just a lot of reading and a lot of fun, actually, looking and seeing what's out there. There are some very talented food professionals who have great, you know, media presence, and I am looking forward to being a part of that.
Very nice. Be there representing us proudly.
Yes, definitely.
We're going to have to get you a Food Blog Radio cap of some sort to...
Something, yeah. T-shirt, badge.
Something to...
Big button.
Big button. Well,
and
there you
big
go.
Big button that says Food Blog Radio World Couch Tour.
Oh, yes. Oh, that would be great, a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So we've had our eyes on going to a few other conventions. I was going to go to IACP, but I'm backing out because of a couple other things that I want to do. But we've both been kind of eyeing Blog Her Food as a great spot to bring Food Blog Radio out to and chat with people and meet people.
Yes.
And then we have the International Food Bloggers IFBC coming up in August.
Is it August or the end of July? One of those two.
August,
I'm pretty sure. Close to you in your area.
It's real close to me. So I will probably be there part of the time. I haven't decided whether I'm going to be there for the whole event yet. And then what else do we have? We don't have anything else really scheduled or signed up to go to.
We don't, but we're definitely looking into things. So if anyone has great ideas or places that they'd like to see us show up, let us know.
Yeah.
You know, find us at Sarah or Gary at foodblogradio.com and tell us where you want to see us. We'd be more than happy to show up. And
It would be fun to do some, set up a little booth and do live recordings.
Yes, we've talked about that, and that would be great.
That would be fun. So... perhaps
do some interviews, have some people just lined up to sit down and interview with us.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, the Academy Awards on the red carpet where they have to stop and talk to everybody.
The Kathy and Regis show.
That's right. Only we're far more
entertaining. We'll have to do it on a couch.
That's right. You know, there's so much potential in this now. I'm just like, my brain is spinning. We'll just get our couch.
We're wearing pajamas and we're on the couch.
No, remember, I put on shoes and makeup today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be in jammies.
Okay.
I don't have jammies. Oh, yeah, I do.
Jones,
I got a pair of, well, I don't know.
Yes.
Chonies are optional. No, come on.
They are not optional.
After what I've gone through, everything's optional.
There are still some things that are not optional.
Well, so we have some fun things coming up. We're both doing exciting things for ourselves.
Yeah.
And
of course, we'll be sharing it here.
We will.
That's the thing that we do because, you know, we like catching up with each other and being able to share with everyone who's listening.
Because nobody will listen to us at all. It's tough.
So we have to talk to our listeners. Hello, listeners. We love you. Thank you for listening to us.
So speaking of listeners, what we need help from our listeners is some reviews on iTunes. and or Stitcher, wherever you're listening to us from, if you can go and say that, you know, Gary and Sarah are the most attractive people on radio that I've ever heard.
Body by radio.
Body by radio. So, no, actually, we would. It really helps us.
That world couch tour is going to have to be a big couch.
And we're going to stop that. We could really use some reviews on iTunes or Stitchers or whatever platform you listen to us at. And that would be really, really great. Please share our post with whoever.
Yes, definitely. And come visit us on Facebook and throw us a mention or two on Twitter.
Yes, I love all that. And we will love you back and reshare if you have something that you want us to share. We're certainly reciprocal. And other than that, yeah, come back every week to listen to us ramble, because we are the Rambling World Couch Tour Food Blog Radio Show.
I think our title just got longer. The Rambling World Couch Tour Food Blog Radio Show. Okay, hold on. We'll do that again. Ready? Okay. 3, 2. Welcome to Food Blog Radio and the World Couch Tour with Gary House and Sarah DeLue, your co-host extraordinaires.
Cha-ching. .com. Yeah. Yeah, nice.
How does that work?
That has a good ring to it.
It does. I'm loving the World Couch Tour thing.
Has anybody done that?
2017 World Couch Tour.
Yeah, 2017.
We need to start planning.
We should. All right. So we need to say goodbye.
We do need to say goodbye, and we really want to thank everyone for tuning in. And again, we hope that you will leave us some excellent reviews and give us some comments and love on all of our social media outlets. You can find us at foodblogradio.com. Our website has all of our podcasts there if you want to do some catching up and leave some comments about what you think of each podcast. That'd be fabulous. We are also on Facebook at Food Blog Radio, and you can find us on Twitter at Food Blog Radio. And we look forward to hearing from all of you very soon. We hope that you've enjoyed catching up with us as much as we have enjoyed sharing with you all our grand and glorious plans for 2016. Hopefully you have had a wonderful start to your 2016, and we're looking forward to spending it with you.
All right. Be good to your heart.
Yes, definitely.
All right, you guys.
Take care, everybody.